It's time now to hear some of your emails about our coverage, and our inbox continues to fill up with messages of frustration and disgust about our coverage of a Florida pastor's threat to burn the Quran.
Bruce Alvarez of South Burlington, Vermont writes, "Will you please stop giving that idiot pastor a voice to the outside world?" He goes on, "Stop covering him, and he will disappear back into the hole that he was in until this week."
And Peter Sloma of Fish Creek, Wisconsin had this to say, "While so much of the rest of the news media is destroying any potential we have left for rational public discourse, NPR has made the choice of joining in by serving up this bleeding, gristled hunk of red meat, and over again at that. I know that I'm not alone in expecting more from your organization."
And finally, a bit of criticism of a lighter variety. It comes from a listener who heard co-host Robert Siegel's interview Friday with Ken Burns, the documentary filmmaker. He spoke with Burns about his latest PBS series, The Tenth Inning, a sequel to his documentary Baseball. When he talked about the pitcher Pedro Martinez, Burns said he is famous for saying there's no crying in baseball.
Well, according to Joel Schwartz of Bethesda, Maryland, Ken Burns gives Pedro Martinez a bit too much credit. Mr. Schwartz points to this movie moment circa 1992.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
That's a familiar voice from a baseball movie.
You think, David? Our listener Joel Schwartz explains Pedro may have said it, but he was quoting a line delivered by Tom Hanks in the movie A League of Their Own. Who knew that Pedro was such a movie fan?
Well, we can't independently confirm that Pedro was channeling Tom Hanks' character there of a curmudgeonly baseball manager, but we did search for references to the phrase from before 1992, and we didn't find any.
Thanks, as always, for keeping our eyes on the ball. You can send us your critiques, thoughts, and praise by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.